Okay, we are alive.
Hey, we're live.
Yep, we're alive now, which is the preferred way to be.
I think so.
That's what I've been told. No. Anyway, hi everybody, I'm Jeff.
I guess I'm Rachel then.
Yeah, that's the only option left.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the better
Yeah.
option.
It probably is, yeah.
I think
Anyway,
so.
yeah. So, yep, I'm Jeff, that's Rachel, and this is Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story, the podcast,
Yes.
where we discuss interesting stuff that we think is interesting. You might not, but you're not on the show, so we don't really care.
It's like you don't get an opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, you might, but like not here.
Yeah. Your opinion's valid everywhere else but here.
Everywhere but here.
Yeah.
We don't take opinions as currency. Thank you.
Yep.
We just take cold hard cash. We probably take gift cards.
I would accept a gift card,
Take gift
depending on what it's
cards, take
to.
checks.
Yeah.
We
All the
just don't take
things.
opinions.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Yeah.
that's all. Unless you
So.
want to leave us a 5-star review.
Oh, yeah, we'll take those. We accept those. So, I decided today we would talk about Halloween.
Oh, yay,
Not
Halloween.
the movie.
Aw.
Yeah, no, I mean the actual day of Halloween and the origins of it.
I mean, I guess.
That is the appropriate level of excitement from your dog, yes.
It. He won't stop. He's broken.
So we're gonna talk about the origins of Halloween and all that fun stuff. And yeah, it should be fun, I think. Maybe, possibly.
Hope
It
it's
might
fun.
also just put you to sleep. I don't know. Anyway, so I guess I'll dive right in.
Yes, let's do it.
Yep. So Halloween, also known as Halloween, it's a weird thing. Like it's so it's basically there's like a apostrophe after the first E, but before this after the first E that separates it from the last two letters of Halloween.
Okay.
And it's a contraction of All Hallows' Evening,
Okay.
which makes sense.
Sure,
I
sure.
see it sort of.
Yeah, it's just a little odd, but all right, I'll take it.
Yeah. So it's observed on October 31st, as we all know, which is the night before All Hallows' Day, which is, a Christian feast day, basically.
Okay.
And it begins the observance of what's known as All Hallowtide, which is a time in the liturgical year for Christians dedicated to remembering the dead, saints, martyrs, and all of the faithfully departed. Yeah.
So it's like Halloween week.
It's like the first, it's like 3 days. It's like Halloween, November 1st, and then November 2nd.
Well, like we can make it a week. I think we can figure it out.
Yeah, it's basically half a week.
Yeah, so basically a week.
Yeah. So one theory suggests that the traditions we all hold near and dear to our hearts are influenced by an ancient Celtic festival, or by many ancient Celtic festivals, particularly one known as Samhain, which marks the end of the harvest season.
Nice.
And during this time, it's believed that the rift between the mortal and spiritual world is so thin that spirits can cross over.
Okay.
And unsurprisingly, as we all know, the Catholic Church's very liking of doing is taking a pagan feast festival and making it its own because that was their role back in those days.
Sure.
Yeah.
Make everything Catholic.
Yeah, basically. So, as we all know, activities such as trick-or-treating, dressing up in costumes, having parties, carving pumpkins, and just a whole host of other things that we do around this time of year are contemporary. There are the ways we celebrate Halloween now, but it does vary kind of throughout the world and it has varied throughout history. So in some places, what would happen is church services would allow you to put candles on the graves of your deceased loved ones. So that kind of reminds me of like Day of the Dead in
Yeah, that's what I
Mexico.
was
And,
thinking.
yeah. And some Christians treat this as like a kind of like a pre-Lent sort of, so they don't eat meat.
Okay.
And instead they'd eat apples, potato pancakes, and something known as soul cakes. Have you ever heard of soul cakes?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay. So basically it's like a shortbread cookie that's flavored with spices. So like cinnamon, honey, probably nutmeg.
Sorry, the computer just got thrown by the dog.
That's fine.
It was flying. It was haunted.
So yeah,
Soul
these cakes
cake.
are kind of, these soul cakes are given were given out to people who went door to door singing psalms and praying for the people who gave them these cakes. So it's kind of like an early version of trick-or-treating.
Oh, it's like trick-or-treating and caroling. Fun.
So now that we've kind of got an overview of Halloween and its various forms, let's go back to
Yay!
the
Back beginning.
Yeah. So the word itself, Halloween, dates back to about 1745. And unsurprisingly, it's of a Christian origin.
There it is.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. And as I kind of hinted at earlier, and it's kind of, I think everybody knows, many customs that we observe today in Halloween were influenced by folk customs of Celtic-speaking countries that were then basically absorbed by the Catholic Church. So as I said, one of the big popular feasts that they think they really took over is Samhain. Although historians have noted that there's some similarities between Halloween and or Samhain and Halloween to a Roman feast that celebrates Pomona, who was a Greek goddess, who was a goddess of fruit, trees, gardens, and orchards. Yeah. Though, yeah, like I said, it's usually more commonly linked to Samhain, which is an old Irish term for summer's end, which is appropriate because,
In the summer.
yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, what is Samhain exactly?
I don't
Do you
know.
know? Oh, okay.
No.
I was trying to see if you knew already, so then I could
Nope.
skip this whole section.
Well, are you gonna skip it for everybody else who's listening?
No, because I'm talking to you. I don't care about them. We already established this.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. So Samhain is the first and most important of the four quarter days in the medieval Gaelic calendar. Interestingly, a quarter day is a special day where people hire servants, school goes into session, and people pay their rent.
Okay, I don't like this day.
Okay.
Almost had me until you
Oh.
had said pay rent.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought you'd like the fact that you only paid rent four times a year, so it wasn't like an every month thing.
Oh, well, okay, I guess I missed that part.
Yeah, because. Yeah, so yeah, they only paid rent like four times a year. It was on these
Well, yeah,
quarter
if I could pay
days.
my mortgage four times a year, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I'm rich.
Yeah, so these quarter day festivals were held between like the equinox and the solstice.
Oh,
So basically these days were kind of like a middle ground between. So like we had like the I think the summer equ or the fall equinox and the winter solstice is when this is established, and then there's four, three other days that get established during other times that's between those days. But anyway, so yeah, this day marks the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter.
okay.
And once again, celebrants believe that the divide between the mortal world and the quote other world thinned enough, allowing spirits to enter our world more easily.
Right.
And it was believed that these spirits were basically like weaker versions of the old pagan gods that they worshipped. So people would offer sacrifices to these spirits to not only appease them, but also to kind of ensure that their household would survive the winter without a lot of fuss, so that the livestock would survive, so they could have food to eat, nobody would get like terribly sick, and yada, yada, yada.
So when you say sacrifice, though, like what kind of sacrifices are we talking about?
Just like food and stuff. So like they would.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like.
That's what I was hoping for. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, they didn't like kill people. As far as I know, they just like would offer a portion of their harvest up, or what was left of their harvests up.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But we were out here like, you know, here, have this person, don't, you know.
Yeah, don't kill us. Don't kill us. We're going to kill our firstborn son or whatever.
Yeah, because that would get kind of messy year after year.
Yeah. So also, occasionally, deceased relatives would stop by their old, you know, the family house and kind of stop in and say, hey.
Oh, nice of them.
Yeah.
But I always look for.
Right. And as with all good celebrations, they'd have this huge mass. They'd have this massive meal. And then once the dinner was done, that's when the real party started.
Nice.
Yes, there'd be drinking and games, stuff like that. In fact, families would play games where they would try to basically divine each other's future.
Oh, that's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, especially as it related to marriage and death, the big two, as it were.
You're gonna die.
But it says I'm getting married. Exactly.
Funny joke.
Not really, but thank you.
Yeah, well, you know.
So, yeah. So another game that was popular during these festivals was apple bobbing.
Oh, I have never done that.
I haven't either. They would also like roast like hazelnuts or chestnuts. And they do the thing called mirror gazing.
That sounds creepy.
So my understanding of it, because I was like, this is a weird term. What is that? So basically, this is like basically where you, it's kind of like looking into a crystal ball. Basically, you go into a self-induced trance and then you stare into the mirror to try and see your future.
Yeah, okay. That sounds creepy still.
Yeah. So. And also, they would light large bonfires.
Okay, I'm back on.
Yeah. And what they would do with those is they'd light a torch using that bonfire, which was said to have, like, cleansing and protective properties to it.
Nice.
And they would carry it around their house in a particular fashion to protect their home from spooks and stuff.
Yeah, because, like, you know, for New Year's, I just made a big bonfire. Like, I like New Year's bonfires.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve, you gotta burn it all away as the year ends.
Yeah.
Similar, I guess.
Yeah.
Sort of, not really.
So, yeah. So, starting in the 16th century, people in Ireland would actually go from house to house singing or reciting scripture in exchange for some food.
Of course they did.
And they were said to be impersonating the dead and received the goods on behalf of the spirits.
Huh.
So basically it was like a cultural custom that you give these people the food, otherwise you're going to have bad luck for the winter or whatever.
Sure. But like, yeah. So who gets to decide like that they get to pretend to be the dead people?
So I'm not really sure like if it was like, okay, that we have this, these people are self-appointed, like if it's like a local thing where it's like, you know, your mayor or whatever would be like, all right, these people are going to be acting on behalf of the spirits this year.
Right. It's just like, I can see just like a bunch of like everybody trying to go out and do that. And then there's no one to give you food.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure how that choice was made, but that's what they did.
Okay.
Yep. And eventually it devolved into, it kind of got to where people would play pranks on their neighbors.
Rude, but okay.
Yeah. So what they would do is they would hollow out and carve hideous faces into turnips and mangle wurzels, which are beets, basically.
Okay. I like that name better.
Yeah. So yeah, they'd carve them out. They'd hollow and carve them out, and that was, I guess, a prank. I'm not sure why that's a prank, but whatever.
I don't know, but
I guess because you can no longer use that as a food, but
I guess that's a weird prank.
yeah. And they were used as lanterns. And people who did this said that they represented the dead, or were used to fight off evil spirits, because it was like, because a spook would be spooked by, a mean face.
Right, of course.
So, going back to Christianity, as we always do, unfortunately. Halloween is the first of All Hallow Tide, which is the 3 days where faithful remember and pray for the recently deceased and ask for the intercession from the saints.
Okay.
And the process of souling, that's what it was called, souling, or where you go door to door and basically people gave you those soul cakes that we talked about earlier.
Right, the soul cakes.
Yeah. It's kind of considered the origin of trick-or-treating.
I can see that. That kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Although, also, like, so are you saying that, like, that the people that were pretending to be the dead people and going to get food, like, is that what morphed into the souling, or is that, like, not?
So I think it did for the most part. I think people still did that practice as well, like those who held on to, like, quote, the old ways.
Sure.
But as Christianity kind of gained more widespread, popularity, I think souling became more of the norm.
Okay, because I just, I don't know, it's just, it sounds like it's basic. Well, it's not exactly the same thing, but it kind of just sounds.
Yeah, no, I get you.
So I was just curious if, like, it went from that into souling and then into
Yeah,
whatever.
no, I think that's been the evolution, is it went from people basically ask doing the food and then souling, and then now it's trick or treating.
Cool.
So, and a Christian minister believed that the tradition of, like, this is also kind of when co wearing costumes kind of became a popular thing. And this Christian minister kind of stated that basically people wore costumes to hide from enemies that died throughout the year. Because basically it was only during this time of year that the dead could, like, move on to the other side in his world, in his view. So, like, if you had an enemy or whatever that died, you'd wear a costume around this time of year so they couldn't get their last little hit before they crossed over. Yeah.
Guess that kind of makes sense. You're hiding from the dead, so.
Yeah. So, and then also a lot of early Christians believed that the dead would rise and have, like, a pretty raucous party in the graveyard on this time of year, and it was known as the Danse Macabre or Macabre.
Cool.
Yep. And early Catholics at the time believed that this was souls from purgatory partying as they were basically going to heaven.
Nice.
But unfortunately, or not unfortunately, but when the Protestant Reformation kind of happened, the Protestants believe that these spirits, basically, Protestants don't believe in purgatory, so they thought these spirits were just evil and they were threatening. So you had half, kind of like half the people being like, well, this is scary and bad, and the other half were like, no, it's just them celebrating. It's fine.
Okay, well, sure.
Yeah.
Whichever you want to believe, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So, in rural England, they had a festival known as Teenle.
Sure.
Basically, what people would do is they'd put a bunch of straw on a pitchfork and light it on fire.
Okay.
And then they would pray around the pitchfork until basically the flame burnt out. So basically until all the straw was gone.
All right. That
And
sounds
then,
anticlimactic.
it's not as exciting as it sounds.
I thought, like, there'd be, like, I don't know, something else to that, like.
Nope. We just light a pitchfork of straw on fire and we pray around it. So, early settlers to America did not actually celebrate Halloween faithfully. And it wasn't really until the mass immigration of the Irish and Scottish people to America that it became a major holiday. Because they still kind of held it, you know, they still, I don't know if they did Samhain the way they usually do, but Samhain was a very popular big festival back there. So I think that's why. So, all right, well, we're going to take a short little break and then I'll talk about some popular symbols and some other celebrations that are of other faiths that are Christian based.
Yay.
Okay. All right. Come on. Come on. All right, we're back.
Woo.
Yeah.
Back.
So yeah, now we're going to talk about we're going to talk about one particularly popular symbol, the jack-o'-lantern.
Yay.
Yeah.
Pumpkin head. Pumpkin head.
Yeah, so the origin of jack-o'-lanterns is actually, I thought it was kind of an interesting story. So basically, this guy named Jack.
Really?
Yeah, it's very on the nose. But after a nice night of drinking, he encounters the devil.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, well, he somehow convinces the devil into climbing a tree.
Okay.
And then before the devil can climb back down, he basically traps the devil in the tree by finding two pieces of wood and making the sign of the cross.
Okay.
Yeah. So eventually he makes a deal with the devil that basically is like, okay, I'll let you down, but you can't take my soul.
Sure.
So the devil agrees, he lets him down. And then Jack goes on living a life of lots of drinking, lots of sinning, all that fun stuff.
Right.
So when he dies, heaven's like, nah, man, we don't want you. But the devil, keeping his word, is like, well, I promised you I wouldn't take your soul, so I don't
Can't.
want you either.
Yeah.
So the devil's obviously is like he's kind of pissed off because you know he's like, you do fit in real well here, but I can't take you because of the deal we made. So he throws a coal at Jack from the fires of hell.
Nice.
Jack, in his quick thinking, apparently puts it in a hollowed out turnip.
Right.
And the jack-o'-lantern is basically him. Jack-o'-lantern is supposed to be basically him wandering the earth trying to find a place for his soul to rest. So that is basically the origins of the jack-o'-lantern.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so.
Also, I really like turnips. They taste good, but
So, and then obviously there's all the other, you know, symbols of Halloween, you know, the spider webs, vampires, ghosts, ghouls, and all that sort of thing.
sure. Yeah. I mean,
But
yes.
yeah. So, but jack-o'-lantern is like, I think the when you think Halloween, I think that's the first thing that pops into people's head is
Yeah.
a pumpkin with a carved face or,
Yes.
yeah.
Essentially,
Yeah.
pumpkins.
Yeah.
Go to
So,
Starbucks. That's where they have them.
yeah. So, obviously, Halloween is a very Christian kind of oriented celebration, even though it has a lot of secular appeal in that it's just, you know, kids going around dressing up and getting candy.
Oh, this, I think it's hilarious that is a thing, or that is a Christian thing, because there are so many people, like religious people, that are like, oh, Halloween's evil.
Yeah.
So it's just
Yeah.
funny, like.
Yeah. So here's I have four basically of similar-ish celebrations.
Yay. Let's
So
celebrate them all. Let's just do it all.
yeah. So the first one is Judaism. They don't the According to their law, they're not supposed to celebrate Halloween because it is a quote Gentile custom. But they deserve, they not deserve, wow, they observe this festival known as, or this solemnity known as Yizkor, which I probably butchered how that's pronounced, but basically it's similar to the Feast of All Hallowtide, where they basically they pray for the recently deceased, you know, and martyrs of their faith, and just kind of, it's a time for them to remember the dead, basically.
Yeah.
Although there is some debate about the, quote, illegality of celebrating Halloween, where some people are like, some scholars, I guess, are like, no, it's fine, because modern day Halloween is so far removed from the Christian festival that it's like, okay, no, it's just kids dressing up and getting candy. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
And then obviously there's some people that are like, no, no, it's still no good, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And then the faith of Islam does not celebrate, people who are faithful to that don't celebrate Halloween at all because of its Christian origins.
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, like they're like, no, this is just as bad as Christmas for us. Like, we don't celebrate Christmas because, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Hinduism has a festival known as Pitru Paksha, which I totally probably butchered that, but that's fine. Basically, it's a festival, once again, where they kind of pay homage and perform ceremonies to keep the souls of the dead at rest.
Yeah.
And this is typically celebrated in mid-September.
Okay, so not quite the same time, but
yeah.
Close.
Yeah, but most Hindus will participate in Halloween as it is today because, once again, it's just kids getting candy.
Just fun.
Yeah. So the last one I have is for basically it's just a lump term for neo-paganism. So it's like Wiccas and all the modern like pagan religions that are out there.
Right.
So basically they're kind of a mixed bag in terms of this. Some people will celebrate Halloween as well as the festival of Samhain because they're like, you know, we you know, they're like, we'll celebrate Samhain properly, but we're all still going to go out and have fun on Halloween because.
Why not?
Yeah. And then others obviously don't participate in that fun because they believe it lessens the impact or power that is of Samhain.
Sure. I can see that, I guess.
Yeah. So, and that is basically the origins of Halloween in a nutshell.
Very nice. Speaking of Halloween, I need to buy candy. Because I got to hand it out to people.
That you do. Do you know if they're doing trick-or-treat on actual Halloween, or is it going to be the 30th?
I assume it's actual Halloween. No one has told me otherwise.
Okay, that's fair and just.
I do think it's so weird that now they're like, oh, well, that's a weeknight. I'm like, so?
Yeah, yeah.
At which point?
Yeah.
I remember trick-or-treating with pneumonia. Come on now, people. Get it together.
Yeah.
You're fine. Although, yeah. I always thought that Halloween, or, like, trick-or-treating with, like, the masks and everything, like, or the costumes, was to, so that you look, so, like, that the ghost and other demons and such couldn't tell that you weren't one of them.
I mean, there was some notes about that. I obviously didn't include it because if I had included like everything I was finding, I'd still be talking.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of different.
Yeah. You know, I did a very basic and very like overviewy thing of this. If people want to do it, because if you want to do a deeper dive, they can do that on their own time.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I thought that was, that, you just have a lot of stuff I didn't know before. That's what I was always like told.
No, yeah, there were notes that were, there were some people that are like, yeah, the act of dressing up in costume was designed to trick demons into thinking you were one of them,
right?
Or basically to like show that they didn't have power because we were dressing up and mocking them in a way, because we're going around begging for candy dressed as them.
Okay. Yeah, no, so. I was always told that it was so that you could like, so the demons didn't.
Yeah.
No, which I mean, there I was find a, interesting that I never like heard most of what you said, because like my family grew, or my parents, you know, were really were raised in like a religion, so.
Yeah. I know like the tradition and, you know, where people would go around and like singing songs and stuff like that, like before the soul cakes kind of thing. What they do is they would they'd like wrap their face up in like bandages.
Huh.
So they kind of had a costume in that sense, because it was like, it was called mumming, I think.
Yeah.
Which made it more believable they're pretending to be like the recently dead, because they're like, their faces are obscured through bandages and stuff like that. So
interesting. I'll have to ask my grandma about soul cakes, because I don't know, I feel like she would know if anyone.
Yeah, she would probably know. Yeah.
She seems to know things. I don't know. But like, because since my grandpa, you know, his family came over from Ireland, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that, like his parents and such would have been, they weren't exactly American, so they might have.
Yeah.
Done more of the Irish traditions.
Yeah.
I don't know. Too bad he's not here to ask. I guess we'll have to wait till Halloween and
see
if he shows up.
Yeah, basically. Set a place for him.
Exactly. I'll set out a pipe for him.
Yeah.
And smoke and have a drink. See if he wants to chat.
Yeah, totally.
Actually, you know what? If an older gentleman showed up in my house, I think I might just leave.
Yeah.
Ghost or no ghost? Sorry. Bye.
Yeah.
Did I invite you? I don't think so. That's a lie. I didn't do it. I guess that's why you won't go ghost hunting with me, on the off chance that they do show up when we ask them to. They have to be like, no, I wasn't there. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't invite you. Anyway.
So, yep. Yep, that's the origins of Halloween, everybody. And
yay, I need a costume.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to wear. But I have to dress up so I can hand out candy.
I understand. You could always do the old standard of going as a functioning adult.
Nah, that's boring.
I know, but it's cheap.
Is it, though?
Yeah, you just dress up like normal and just pretend like you got your shit together.
You got to pay bills. that's not cheap. Anyway. No, Floyd needs a costume. I need a costume.
Okay.
Floyd and I do have matching sweaters for Christmas, though.
That's nice.
So, you know, we're like almost there.
Yeah.
We have some matching Christmas pajamas, too. If I can find them. Might have lost them. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Everybody have a fun Halloween, hopefully.
Yeah. Everybody have a fun and safe Halloween and get lots of candy.
Don't contact too many ghosts.
Yeah. Don't speak to spooks you don't know.
Exactly. Only the ones you do.
Exactly.
Don't get possessed.
Yeah.
That's always a bad thing. That should probably be a rule. Don't get possessed.
Okay. We can add it to our rules.
Like, don't murder your friends. Don't eat people.
If you know something, say something.
Don't start a cult.
Yeah.
And don't get possessed.
Yeah. There we go.
Because exorcisms don't look like fun.
They do not, no.
And it turns out, doesn't really hold up well in court as a reason for your defense.
That is true, too.
So, yeah. That's all I got. I mean, this isn't my story, so I really had nothing, but.
So, yeah, I think that's everything then that we have to cover. So.
Hey.
So I guess on that note, you know, hit us up on all of our socials like you know how to do.
Yep, do that.
We are going to be going on a short hiatus here for a few months to revamp and prep and all that good stuff. And
yep,
we'll be back in January.
Yay.
Yes. Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Well, I've been Jeff.
I'm Rachel.
This has been Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story. And on that note, good night.
Good night.